Audi BA Mobile.
VDC.
Oh, good afternoon. Remind me your name and what you up to.
This is Rick. Heading to Ace Hardware.
One of my favorite toy stores.
Nothing real exciting today. I need some pads for some legs on the furniture, how to make a base for some barrister bookcases, and want to put some soft pads on them. Hopefully they have some big ones that I can just nail into the base and get that project out of the way.
We like to use those on our hardwood floors because we protect them, and we put them on every piece of furniture. Man, if you need to move them, it just slides along, makes it easy to move.
Yep, we got pads on most of the furniture. They just slip onto the leg. These legs are 3 inch by 3 inch. Carpeted units would be fine. It's sitting on wood.
Well, which Ace Hardware are you at? You're a little scratchy in the machine, or I'm not receiving it well, one of the two.
Kind of on the edge, just leaving Townville. I'm going to the one on 24 in Anderson.
Sorry, you caught me in the middle of enjoying my Smoothie King smoothie here. So, I treat myself to one not every day, but quite often.
I don't know if you caught it, but the Ace on 24 in Anderson.
Ferris in Cleveland Street, Greenville, if you know where that is. I'm headed up my mother-in-law's house. I'm trying to fix her dryer. You know anything about dryers?
Yeah, check the door switch. I thought you worked on that dryer yesterday. I thought it would be fixed by now.
Kind of hoping it'd be fixed by now, but it's running. It's just not heating, and it seems got too many dang sensors on it. It's got two sensors in the tube there, side by side, in the where it's going out the exhaust, I guess you'd say, and the out tube, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, there just ain't no sense in that. That's my opinion anyway. So, I mean, it just doesn't need to be that complicated. And, I do have a schematic. I'm going to watch a YouTube video when I get over there, and then it takes you through step by step what to do. So hopefully I can figure it out.
Yeah, they shouldn't be too complicated unless an engineer was involved. I assume electric, and you probably could take an ohm meter to the element to make sure that's good, and then work backwards through the sensors, I guess, and I guess the timer also.
Video last night, the guy said if it's running, then the timer works, but there is a test for the timer with ohmmeter, so I'm going to do that. But, you know, of course, the first thing I checked to make sure I was getting 110 on both legs, and I am, so then I unplugged it, and, you know, started checking the sensors. There's only one that I got a weird reading on, some resistance on, and the others are got, you know, complete continuity. So I'm not sure if it's bad or if that's what it's supposed to read. I just want to figure that out, because I don't like throwing parts and stuff. I want to fix it right the first time.
Yeah, I don't know the other gentleman. I was just headed back home, Dave. The sensor you're talking about, if it's normally closed, that would be an indication. You can tap on them sometime, get them to make the ohmmeter go crazy, or else just jump it temporarily and see if you get your heat.
Rich is the other guy in there. This particular one, I'm going to take it out today and look at it and, you know, fiddle with it a little bit. There's just so many things on this dryer. It's crazy. The switch that sends the power to the heating elements is in the dang motor. It's like a armature, I guess you'd say, on a starter, where it pulls it in when the motor starts turning, and that closes the circuit to send, you know, 220 to the or 110 or whatever it is to the heating elements, and it. I don't know. It just blows my mind. But anyway, that's the way it's designed.
Yeah, it's a centrifugal switch that won't allow the heating elements to be on when the dryer's at null or standstill, Dave. And dryers are a pain in the butt to work on. One way you can check normally closed things that most people never think of, and I've seen this happen on micro switches and things of that nature in machine tools, they'll read almost correctly with an ohmmeter, but what I found out was if you go across that micro switch and put your meter on volts AC, there's a closed circuit naturally would be shorted, and that won't bother your meter whatsoever. But if it isn't really making contact, you'll get a voltage reading across that normally closed micro switch. Just an inverse way of checking things. And go ahead, Rich.
Okay, well, I'm here at Ace, so I need to spend some money and see how many items I come out of the store with. I only need one. catch you later. N4 VDC. Good luck with the dryer.
Rich, and enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you later. Well, Tom, I guess we're going to throw this in, KB4CBA. I will try that and see what happens.
This is N0TR. Nice to meet you, Rich. And I like his call, Volts DC. That's easy to remember. Dave, it's a way that I've found out faulty circuits and real critical circuits. And if you stop and think about it, if it's normally closed, there'd be 0 volts across it. And if you see any kind of voltage across that normally closed contact, that's indicating it's not closed. Whereas most people, that would be a dynamic test. A static test would be to read across it after you take one of the wires loose, of course, so it won't feed back through something. I hear a siren someplace. I don't know where it was at. I was looking to make sure they can get an emergency vehicle wanting by. Because there's no place up here on 101. It's just another way of checking something dynamically while it's running. And the other way, of course, if it's normally closed, take a good set of jumpers and jump across it. It used to be use these Radio Shack jumpers, and they notoriously you'd find them bad because they just crimp them, they don't solder them. So everyone that I ever bought after that, I slid the insulator back and soldered the copper wire to the jumper. And boy, that'll drive you up the walls looking for something and have a bad jumper. But dryers, again, they're a pain. Send your OTR. Go ahead, Dave.
Let me jump out of here. I'm in the driveway, so she's expecting me. And see what kind of trouble I can get into here. Thanks for the advice. And I'm sure Bernice is with you, so Bernice, make him behave. And we'll talk to you later. And 0TR, KB4CBA.
No go.
No go. No hope, she said.
Say hi.
Hi, Dave.
Anyways, yeah, good to hear you, Dave, and good luck on that. Anymore, I'm just not able to do things like that. I can't get down there to get at it, and they don't make things easy to get at, and they are designed by an engineer. Even though I got a lot of engineers in the family, that can be a drawback because they don't repair them. 73's Dave, have a good day. KB4CBA and 0TR is home and clear.